What up? What up? Welcome to Radical Jack's Views. You already know it's your man Radical Jack. And looks like we finally got our official podcast number 2 going on today. So, what we're going to discuss today is our Oscar winners and the biggest upcoming films of 2019. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be my opinions, of course, you know. But hey, that's what you're here for, right? Hear my views on everything. So, first up, there was a new Lion King teaser spot. Now, personally, I feel like we got the same exact thing that we got with the original teaser trailer. You know, all you did was change a few scenes. Really, the only thing that changed was there's like a hippo, or not a hippo, a rhino versus a zebra. And then, really, I felt like they gave us the same thing. Maybe a pan out of seeing, you know, Simba and Mufasa looking over the whole, you know, Pride Rock or whatever, but overall, I don't really think they could call that a teaser spot, but I mean, hey, whatever, you know, if they feel like that was what it was, hey, cool, you know, overall, I'm still excited to see Lion King. More on that later, though. Now, let's get these Oscar winners out the way. A lot of people probably don't know, you know, who was in for it and all that good stuff. If you never heard of these people, that's fine, you know. It's cool. It's Oscars. You know, it's more dramatic roles or, you know, even sometimes the independent roles or those movies that, to be honest, most of us just don't give a shit about. So, Best Picture winner was Green Book. I actually thought the movie, you know, it looked like it was pretty good. I personally didn't go see it, you know. This Oscar season, I really just wasn't in the mood to really go and watch some kind of movies. So, I kind of avoided them. So, you know, Best Picture winner was Green Book. Best actor was Rami, I don't know how to say his name. Rami Malek. He was in Need for Speed. But I mean, he won for the Bohemian Rhapsody flick. Once again, another movie I just kind of, I don't listen to their music. I never did. So I'm not going to pretend that I even wanted to. You know, I didn't want to watch that. I'm sorry. So if you saw it and you think that it was worth, you know, him getting Best Actor, that's dope. But, you know, all the controversy surrounding the director touching people. I mean, hey, Hollywood, you know, they doing their own thing now. But Best Actress was Olivia Colman, you know. So that was pretty nice. Best Supporting Male was Mahershala Ali, which he was the main villain in Luke Cage. But he won for his role in Green Book. Pretty dope, you know, black man winning an Oscar, pretty nice. Best Supporting Female was Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. Once again, didn't watch it, but I will say I tried to watch that movie. Not gonna lie, kind of a snooze fest. But hey, like I said, you know, if you liked it, hey, you liked it. Me personally, I technically didn't watch it, so I mean, I ain't gonna say I could have saved time. I did save time. Best Director was Alfonso Cuarón. And Best Animated Film was Spider-Man Into the Spidey-Verse, which I thought was pretty dope. Now, I did catch some of that movie. You know, recently I was actually watching it with my stepson, but he had to go to bed, so, you know, I didn't really finish it. But, you know, from what I saw, I mean, you know, that movie, we already knew it was going to be dope. All the reviews on it, everybody was talking crazy about that movie, how awesome it was, you know. How they just put everything together. Everybody's saying that's probably the best Spider-Man movie overall. So, can't really knock that. Now, I think the biggest award, well, personally, the biggest award that they gave out was Spike Lee. He won his first Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay, which is awesome, you know? Spike Lee's been doing it for so long, you know? He's had so many movies that he's put out there for us. I mean, let's not lie, you know what I'm saying? Malcolm X. That movie could have got Oscars all over the place, but hey, that's neither here nor there. Now, Spike Lee got in trouble by Donald Trump because Donald Trump was saying that, you know, he had his little racist speech, even though Spike Lee didn't say anything racist. All he said was 2020 election's coming up. Let's choose the side of love, not hate. But I mean, hey, if Trump says that that's racist, you know, more power to him. Whatever. That dude is Looney Tune. Now, most anticipated films for the year. I'm doing from March because it's kind of, you know, pointless to do January and February. And, I mean, honestly, just to start this off, man, I mean, yo, Disney is about to have a stupendous year. This is crazy. Like, Disney is about to go off. And especially with them, you know, in talks of really sealing the deal with Fox, I mean, they're pretty close to finishing this up. This is a $71 billion deal, which is absolutely bonkers on how much money that is. But yeah, Disney, you know, they're going for the gusto this year. And they want all our money, and we want to give it to them. So let's just keep it a band. So, Captain Marvel, that is the first major film that everybody's looking forward to. That's the film that has the most anticipation right now. You know, it's the appetizer before the meal. You know what I'm saying? Brie Larson's coming in to be Captain Marvel. A lot of people aren't familiar with the Captain Marvel story, which is cool. You know, I suggest you read up on it online. If you want to do, you know, if you want to be nerded out, go ahead, read the comics. You know, they're free online. Or if you just want the shortcut version, hit that Marvel Wiki. They'll give you a quick synopsis of every version, you know, whether it's Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, Binary, you know, all her incarnations, you know, they'll give it to you. They'll also, you know, I mean, it's Marvel Wiki, dude. You want to know anything, they'll tell you. Next up, we got Dumbo. I was never a fan of Dumbo. You know, I just never thought that movie was, like, honestly, like, who wants to watch Dumbo? What is it? It's a movie about a flying elephant in a circus. I mean, I guess that's cool. You know, they're putting this new spin. Well, it's not even a new spin. It's just the fact that, you know, it's quote-unquote live action. But, I mean, are they even going to have everything in there? I mean, we got the racist crows. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you're remaking a movie, I want you to do the full remake. I don't want no PC culture version of anything. So if you're gonna remake it, I hope that they do it all the same way. I mean, if the old movie was a hit, then hey man, new one's got to be a hit too, I guess. Now after that though, if not the same weekend, Us, you know what I'm saying, and Jordan Peele, he's coming to hit us in the head with it one more time. He already gave us Get Out, now we're getting Us. You know what I'm saying? I think Us is gonna be so super dope. You know what I'm saying? It's I personally think it's going to be like a reflection of the inner person, the inner man, and how we portray ourselves to everybody else. I mean, I could be wrong. Who knows? But that's just my thing. That's what I think it's going to be. That's my take. After that, we got Shazam. Shazam, you know what I'm saying? We're wondering, everybody's asking the same question, can DC do it again? I mean, you know, Aquaman is crazy, you know, 1.2 billion, and I mean, they already hit it big with Wonder Woman, you know what I'm saying? So far, DC's not doing too bad with the individual movies, you know, after they messed up with the whole Batman Superman thing, and then, you know, that whole Justice League, whatever that was supposed to be. As far as individual movies go, hey, DC's doing it right. You know, Ben Affleck, he was like, hey, bruh, y'all ain't doing me right, so he dropped out of Batman. I personally think Ben Affleck was perfect as Batman. A lot of people don't see that, but you really just got to look at him as Batman. Don't look at the movies as a whole. Ben Affleck is actually pretty dope. But Shazam, movie looks like it's going to be good. You know, story of Billy Batson. He becomes Shazam. You know, I call him discount brand Superman. But yeah, we'll see what they're doing with it. You know, I'm pretty sure it's going to blow the box office up. I don't think it's going to go as hard as Aquaman, but I mean, you never know. Pet Sematary is up after that. Remake, reboot, whatever. You know, it looks brilliant. I really think that they're going to do something nice with it. Nice little twist. I'm looking forward to it, personally. I love the original Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary 2 was a little weird, but, you know, still classic. So I'm looking forward to that. Hellboy's coming out after that. I can't lie. I was never a big fan of Hellboy back in the day. I watched the first one, didn't watch the Golden Army because I just was like, whatever, Hellboy's cool and all, but whatever, man. If I want to watch my backpack superheroes, I'll watch Spawn. But I mean, Hellboy, you know, they got Mia Djokovic in it and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't. It looks like it has like the cinematic points of like a Resident Evil, or not Resident Evil, 300. You know, kind of like that gritty comic-y look. So I mean, it could be great. I don't know. We'll see. Now after that, we got Granddaddy coming out. You know what I'm saying? Ready to smack you. Everything that everybody's been waiting on. Avengers Endgame. It's Avengers. $1 billion check, please. Arguably the movie of the year. We already know what's going to happen. Thanos is coming back through to get his ass beat. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm pushing for Thanos. I know he's going to get beat up, but I still like Thanos. You know what I'm saying? He came through wrecking shop. Peace up the Hulk one time. Let the Hulk know what it was. Mad Titan on the run. But, yeah, man, we're going to see, man. Captain America, Black Widow, Iron Man sitting on a ship, you know, being sad. And then, of course, Captain Marvel's supposed to come through and save the day. So, I mean, you know, it's a toss-up. People saying Captain Marvel's going to defeat him. Some people saying Iron Man's going to defeat him. Never know. So we'll see. But that's definitely probably, it's almost a shoo-in to be highest grossing film of the year. But, nah, you never know. After that, Keanu Reeves, you know what I'm saying, surprise super trilogy with John Wick. You got John Wick 3. You know, it's the end, but it could also be the start of a crazy franchise. They're actually talking about making John Wick kind of like a James Bond, whereas, you know, it just continues on. Different characters pull off the role. They're thinking about it. Never know. But I'm a big fan of John Wick. I think he's super dope. A lot of people are Equalizer Denzel fans. I personally think John Wick will whoop his ass. But, I mean, hey, you know, John Wick is that dude, man. Like my man said, he's the dude you send in to kill the boogeyman, you know. But we'll see. Rocket Man comes out after that. That's the Elton John biopic, whatever you want to call it. Personally, whatever, I don't care. Never been that big into Elton John. I mean, outside of Disney music and Benny and the Jets, I mean, it's whatevs. Now, this next one is controversial, man. Aladdin's coming out with the live-action remake, man. And people are not feeling Will Smith. He's blue. He's a genie. Can we stop comparing him to Robin Williams, please? It's Will Smith. It's not Robin Williams. Yes, he's playing a genie, but it's his take on it. Everybody's so quick to rush in and just bash, bash, bash. But, I mean, we don't know. This might be super dope. Who knows? Genie might come out rapping and we love the shit. Like, oh, man, this man, we got to stop bashing everything before we get a dose of it, man. All we saw was a 3-second clip of him being a genie. I'm sorry, CGI don't look perfect on a trailer. Wait for the finished product, man. I'm personally rooting for Aladdin, man. I think it's going to be dope. After Aladdin comes out, we got the King of Monsters, Godzilla, you know what I'm saying, coming in a wreck shot with King Ghidorah and Rodan and one more. I don't remember who the third one is. But either way, you know what I'm saying, I think it's the Big Moth. It's the Big Moth's name. I thought that was Mothra. But hey, whatever. So Godzilla's coming in, wrecking shop. He's going to prove that he's the King of the Monsters, the big kaijus, as we like to call them now. Shameless plug to Pacific Rim. But you know, giant monsters, a great cast. Let's see what happens. I mean, we got 11 in there, Ice Cube's son, you know. Seems like it's gonna be a decent cast, man. They say there's gonna be a lot more monster action compared to the first Godzilla that gave us that movie was what, two and a half hours, gave us like 10 minutes of Godzilla action on the cool. They saying this movie is supposed to be full of monster action, so nobody's got to be worried about, you know, too much human interaction. Now, next on the list, we got Dark Phoenix. Now, as Disney preps to buy Fox, this is obviously a last hurrah. You know what I'm saying? Fox is like, well, you know, we've been spearheading this X-Men thing. They technically started the whole superhero love fest, you know. But, you know, if Disney buys Fox, we're about to get some crazy X-Men movies. I mean, these shits are going to go up. You know, people sad about Hugh Jackman not being Wolverine, but honestly, recast Wolverine as somebody who fits the character even more with some great direction. I mean, we looking at some crazy blockbusters with X-Men, man. Then the crossovers we could do with the Avengers, and oh, man, possibilities are limitless. So I'm here for it. Now, as far as Dark Phoenix goes, like I said, it's the last hurrah. It looks all right. X-Men Apocalypse was, you know what I'm saying? Days of Future Past was actually pretty cool. Then X-Men Apocalypse came back, and they just gave us a decent X-Men film. So Dark Phoenix, you know, we'll see what happens. Apparently, lots of people are supposed to die. I mean, I guess that's what they want, you know, the last hurrah to be. And I feel like they just ripped out Avengers, and they're just like, well, it worked for them, so we'll try it. But, I mean, hey, whatever. Like I said, this is the last X-Men movie we'll get from Disney, because, I mean, from Fox, because we know Disney's going to buy them anyway, so it is what it is. Men in Black International's coming out. Now, Thor and Valkyrie are in it. Obviously, Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, they're going to take over for Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. Now, my man Liam Neeson's in it. We all know that he was hunting down black people for a minute. So, you know, don't let that stop you from going to support Thor and Valkyrie, all right? They're out here in the black suits as well. You know, Liam Neeson, he, you know, maybe he was just drunk or something. I don't know, man. But, you know, I feel like Men in Black is going to be pretty good, man. Looks like it's going to be pretty dope, you know. It's not a reboot. It's not a remake. It's a continuation. It's just a spinoff. So go into it with open arms, open mind. Don't prejudge and don't be mad. No, they change the people and they keep remaking stuff. It's a continuation. Pretty sure there's going to be a homage to Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones in it anyway. Now, after that, we got our childhood coming full circle and hitting us in the heart. You know what I'm saying? Tim Allen, Tom Hanks saying that Toy Story 4 is supposed to be this emotional, just nice ending, you know? And if the past speaks for anything, this film's going to be phenomenal. Toy Story, one of the... Actually, you know, it might be the only trilogy with all hundreds on Rotten Tomatoes. Got to double check that. But I do believe that Toy Story might be, if not... the only one, it's one of few that has 100% on every movie. So, if Toy Story has taught us anything in the past, these movies are phenomenal, and this one is going to, you know, deliver the same way. Annabelle 3 is coming out. Now, Annabelle 1 to me was whack. Annabelle 2, though, I actually snuck into a theater for this one. Don't tell nobody. But yeah, I snuck into a theater. You know what I'm saying? I think I went to see... I don't even know, man. I probably saw some whack movie, like The Shallows or whatever. I don't know. But I snuck into Annabelle 3, and it wasn't that bad, man. Actually had me kind of jumping out of my seat a little bit. So they did pretty good with it. So, I mean, Blumhouse, man. Blumhouse is out here just wrecking shop with the horror genre. So if Annabelle 3 is anything like 2, then it's going to have a shook. So, I'm kind of looking forward to that. Now, on a down note, I mean, this is Disney again. Like I told you, they smacking us in the face. Spider-Man Far From Home is coming out. And lots of questions, you know? We know it's going to do well, obviously. It's Spider-Man. Who doesn't love Spider-Man? Let's be honest. We all love Spider-Man. But we don't know when it takes place, you know? Is it... before Infinity War? Is it afterward? You know, a lot of people are questioning that because, you know, Spider-Man died in Infinity War. If you haven't seen Infinity War by now, spoiler, sorry. Get your ass on it. That's ridiculous. Okay. But, yeah, I personally think what's going to happen is Spider-Man Far From Home is going to be right before the events of Infinity War. And if you look at the beginning of Infinity War when Spider-Man is going... on the bus, I feel like that's when they're coming back from their trip, and then boom, Thanos hits Earth and Spider-Sense hits Peter, and that's when the movie's gonna end. That's my personal take on it. Who knows? We'll see. But, you know, still gonna go see Spider-Man. Far From Home looks like it's all right. We got Jake Gyllenhaal playing Mysterio, which is pretty dope. Nice villain. you know, one of the Sinister Six. So, can't knock that. Jake Gyllenhaal is a phenomenal actor, so, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure he's going to engulf himself in the role. And Tom Holland, I mean, he's the best Spider-Man we've had. Dude is perfect for the role, so, I mean, I know that's going to be great. So, I'm really looking forward to Spider-Man. You know, definitely one of the top films I plan on seeing. After that, though, The Rock is coming to smack us in the face. You know, Tyrese and him had that little beef. Tyrese is so mad about him getting a spinoff, but I mean, he's The Rock. It's action. Why wouldn't he get a spinoff from Fast and the Furious? Why do you think he joined the franchise in the first place? Come on, man. You know, there was always motives there. But, you know, it's Fast and the Furious meets, like, low-key a superhero movie. The Rock, Idris Elba, Jason Statham, pure adrenaline, man movie, you know, kind of like a Expendables type feel. Idris Elba is the enemy or the bad guy, you know, antagonist, whatever you want to call him, with The Rock and Jason Statham, you know, being Hobbs and Shaw. They're going to take him down. Idris Elba is, he's given these powers, per se, that allow him to be super, you know, super strong. He can run on the side of buildings, stuff like that. And then you call The Rock and Jason Statham to whoop his ass and put him in place. So, obviously, it's going to be fun. Obviously, it's going to be guns, fights, cars. It's a man movie. So, I mean, hey, if nothing else, go see it with your boys. Hey, Hobbs and Shaw. After that, we got Quentin Tarantino hitting us in the face with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's going to be about the Sharon Tate murders. Lizzie McGuire actually did one. Hilary Duff, you guys don't know her real name, it's Hilary Duff. She actually did a Haunting of Sharon Tate as well. So, you know, Sharon Tate and the Manson family, you know, I guess that's a big thing this year. I don't know. You know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was supposed to star Quentin Tarantino. I mean, not star Quentin Tarantino. Actually, you know what? Quentin Tarantino likes to pop up in his movie, so you never know. He might be in it somewhere. But it's got Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon. But it's got Leonardo DiCaprio. And we all know Leo's the best actor in the world. All right? You know, it's funny. He got an Oscar. I low-key was, like, kind of sad about it because I was like, eh. It was kind of nice to have the whole running joke that Leo wouldn't get an Oscar. But, you know, he finally got one. He deserves it, of course. Kind of weird that he got it for The Revenant. Anybody who's seen The Revenant, like, it's a good movie. But let's be honest, Leo could have got the Oscar for something he did way before that. But, yeah, like I was saying, Tarantino, DiCaprio, Matt Damon. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is probably going to be a banger. Especially if you're a Tarantino fan. You know, lots of good dialogue, so it'd be pretty nice. All right, so this next movie. So I talked about Dark Phoenix with Fox, and I say that's the last hoorah because the New Mutants are actually supposed to come out as well. But there's so much drama surrounding the New Mutants, we don't even know if it's going to theaters at this point. They're actually talking about just releasing it straight to Hulu. So it could possibly go to Hulu and theaters at the same time, which you already know if there isn't that much controversy about it, they probably don't have that much faith in the film in the first place. So New Mutants, cool, whatever. You know, Fox is kind of just, like I said, they're just trying to flush out whatever they can use with before Marvel, you know, hey, give us our goddamn comic books back. But I mean, it is what it is. I'm personally not checking for New Mutants. I'm not going to lie. It's whatever. Now, It Chapter 2? Come on. Did y'all see It? Did y'all see It? Phenomenal, man. Y'all see the original? Phenomenal, man. Like, a lot of people were complaining about the remake. Ah, it wasn't scary or whatever, whatever. You gotta think, being scared and terrified of a movie is subjective as hell. I mean, everybody's not gonna jump from music and everybody's not gonna jump from a pop-up. So, you know, saying that it wasn't scary, that's a lie. It, too, was scary. It had very scary elements. It's a great adaption of the original story, you know. And now we're about to get It Chapter 2. I feel like the kids did a phenomenal job, and now we're going to see the adults. You know, Jessica Chastain's in it. So, you know, she's saying that it's got one of the bloodiest scenes. Actually, not one of. It's supposed to be the bloodiest scene ever done in a scary movie. So I'm really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing Pennywise and seeing how they close out the chapter. Now, Zombieland Double Tap is coming out after that. Now, same cast. We're adding Dan Aykroyd. Bill Murray's coming back. So maybe we'll get a Ghostbusters reference in there somewhere. The first Zombieland was a sleeper hit. I love that movie personally. So I'm personally looking forward to Double Tap. I think it's going to be incredible. I'm hoping at least, you know. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to mess up that, you know, Zombieland. Appeal to the fans. Don't go crazy. After that, Joker's coming out with Joaquin Phoenix. Poor Jared Leto. I know he's out there somewhere just thinking to himself. He put all that effort into, you know, whatever that version of the Joker he did in Suicide Squad for him to have, like, 30 seconds of real screen time, which is crazy because, you know, everybody was saying he was doing all the crazy-ass antics, and then they go ahead and make a Joker movie and star Joaquin Phoenix, which is crazy. But Joaquin Phoenix is a super good actor, so for him to be cast in that movie, they also got Robert De Niro in that movie, so I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a Joker origin story. I mean, it's not too much more on that. I mean, it's the Joker, so we'll see how that does. Tom Hanks is out here swinging for an Oscar, doing the Mr. Rogers film, Won't You Be My Neighbor. Tom Hanks actually looks like him. If you guys get a chance, check out the poster for it. I believe the trailer's out too, maybe a teaser, maybe not. Depends on the time of this recording, you know, depending on when you hear it. But check it out. You know, I think Tom Hanks is going to do a phenomenal job in that. Now, after that, James Cameron and Arnold Schwarzenegger decided that Terminator 16 was trash. Nah, so Terminator 6, a.k.a. No, Terminator 5. Terminator Genesis, which is Terminator 5, which is the third Terminator that we didn't ask for, came back and they tried to rewrite everything. So what we're doing now is James Cameron and Arnold Schwarzenegger decided we're going to do Terminator Dark Fate, which brings back Linda Hamilton, and it brings back Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we're going to get the retcon of everything. So it's going to continue after Terminator 2. So anything after Terminator 2, don't count no more. So cool, you know. I just hope that we get the magic. We'll see what happens. I don't really know. Terminator is a scary subject because as much as you want them to be good, it's like they just get worse and worse and worse. So we'll see. Kingsman 3 comes out after that. I'm be completely honest. I don't care about Kingsman. It's boring. Don't at me. Then after that, Disney, once again, smacking people in the face. Frozen 2. Now, I feel like this might be that real hitter. You know, this is probably the film that Disney kind of snuck it in on everybody. They really didn't talk about Frozen 2 until this year. So, you know, they just released the trailer. They actually released it a little early. They weren't going to, but they went ahead and snuck that in on everybody. Now we're going to explore the world around the castle. You know, who knows? Maybe there's more characters out there with powers, and maybe Elsa, you know, she uses her powers to fight folks. We don't know. Maybe Anna pulls up with something. You know, whatever. Olaf's in it. Go see it, man. It's Frozen 2. Gonna have singy songs. You know, your kids are gonna love it. I mean, if you're a singing person like me, you might just love it too, whatever. But I think Frozen 2 is definitely going to smack people in the face. And then last but not least, of course, Star Wars. Possibilities upon possibilities. I mean, it's Star Wars. Honestly, Disney's been milking it, but at the end of the day, it's Star Wars. It's like a guarantee. You know, it's kind of like working for the government. You don't have to show up every day, but your check is going to be there the first and 15. That's how Star Wars is. You don't necessarily have to have a great story with it, but they know that everybody's gonna run and see it anyway, so it's what, you know, it is what it is. Rian Johnson messed up with Last Jedi, that terrible tragedy of a movie. I don't even know what the hell was happening, but you know, they've brought back J.J. Abrams, who did The Force Awakens, so we'll see what happens. You know, I feel like this Star Wars is gonna be pretty decent, hopefully. With all the backlash that they got, you know, everything's supposed to be fixed. So, I mean, it's a weird trilogy to say that you got three movies, but one of them in the middle doesn't really count, which is weird, but we'll see what happens. Now, I know you're probably listening, and there's a few films that you might want to hear about, but like I said, these are the most anticipated films for 2019. Yeah, Tyler Perry's dropping Madea, dies or goes to a funeral, or she does something. It's Madea. Tyler Perry apparently is not doing the Madea character anymore. So if you're into Madea, go see it, whatever. Then Will Smith also has a film coming out called Spies in Disguise, animated film. Honestly, that might, you know, that might be a sleeper. It's coming out around September, so, you know, whatever. Master P, since you guys want to hear all these random-ass movies, Master P's dropping I Got the Hookup 2 this year. So it's got, you know, like DC Young Fly and, you know, a few young comedians in it. So, you know, Master P out here trying to spread that check to young black people. So you can never really be mad at that. Pokemon, they also got that Detective Pikachu coming out in May. I can't remember the lady's name. She's from The Help. But she's also doing a movie called Ma that comes out in May, where she's like a Looney Tune who helps these kids party, and then she starts trying to be their best friends. It's really weird. James Wan is actually doing a Creeper, a scary movie that's coming out in April. I haven't really heard much about it, but I saw the trailer, and it's incredible. It's called Curse of the La Llorona. That movie actually looks like it's going to be pretty dope. So, like I said, you know, these are all the most anticipated films, plus a few more that you may or may not be interested in. Now, you guys, I gotta give you guys these rules that I follow when it comes to movies, okay? So if it's a movie that you're really interested in and you don't want it to be spoiled or anything like that, when they drop that teaser trailer, you check that out. And then when they drop trailer number one, you check that out. But anything after trailer number one, any news, any, oh, did you know this? And all, stay away from all those articles. You know, try not to. I know it's hard with social media for people to ruin things. You know, somebody at work ruined Broly for me before it even came out. I had no idea Gogeta was going to be in it. Spoiler. And, you know, they dropped that on the head before it even came out. So it kind of pissed me off. But, yeah, as far as anticipation for movies go, watch the first trailer. And then don't watch anything else. If you are really into the movie, you want to go into it, you know, really being surprised, and you don't want anything to be ruined for, you know, spoilers, no accidental, like, you know, sometimes nowadays in a trailer, they'll give you all the best parts of the movie, and then you go watch the movie, and you're just kind of like, ah, I saw this already. So that's my rule personally. I don't watch anything past the first trailer. If I'm really into it, you know, if I don't care, like Pokemon, I saw both trailers because, I mean, I'm going to watch it, but it's not something that I just, I want to be totally surprised on. Like Avengers, hey, there's mad spoilers out here for Avengers, man. They are dropping spoilers left and right, and I avoid all that stuff. So, you know, just a little FYI, guys, that's what I do. Also, little news that I just found out, if you guys, you know, sports news, just so you guys know, DeMarcus Ware is actually talking about making a comeback, which is crazy. He was contacted by Von Miller and the Cowboys, so we'll see. We all know Jason Witten just announced that he's returning to the Cowboys. So my man retired for a year, went to CBS and said, you know what, I got to get from behind the table. I'm going back. So the Cowboys will be riding with Jason Witten again. Tony Romo has teased a comeback. Now, I don't know if that's a joke. You know, maybe he was just playing around because Jason Wynn did it. But honestly, I'm here for it. If Tony Romo says he wants to come back, I am not a Tony Romo hater. I actually think Tony Romo is a dope quarterback, regardless of what you haters is out there saying. I know you smacking your lid. Yeah, smack to yourself. All right, Tony Romo is dope. He's better than whoever the hell your favorite quarterback is right now. All right. Russell Wilson. You know, he's been complaining about Seattle. I wonder if it's Sierra. Maybe she's tired of the rain. Who knows? But he don't want to be there no more. So he's actually, Seattle's actually thinking about possibly trading him for Kyle Murray. See, that Star Wars stuff is still stuck in my head. I think Kylo Ren. But yeah, so Russell Wilson might get traded for Kyle Murray, whoever picks him up. And then Drew Brees, I mean, obviously he's coming back for another year. It's Drew Brees. We already knew that was going to happen. What, he going to do, retire? The dude is hungry, you know what I'm saying? These dudes is out here fighting father time, left, right, jab, you know, it's crazy. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, that was the wrap-up. you know, I hope you guys enjoyed the time. I appreciate you, you know, all my faithful listeners out here. We got podcast number 2 out here now. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I got to do my plugs. So on social medias, man, you guys follow me on IG, Radical_Jack_Film and Fitness. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/RadicalJackMovies. And for the official podcast website, it's anchor.fm/Xavier-Jackson. And of course, you know, we on Spotify now, man. It's official. We on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts. Oh, man, there's a few of them we're out there on, but for, you know, the main sources, I know a lot of people love Spotify, and if you got an Apple phone, Apple Podcasts is already there. So check me out there, Radical Jack's Views. That's Radical, J-A-C-K-S. So it's Radical Jack's Views, also with an S. Now, my intro music and my ending music is actually produced by one of my best friends, Kevin Smith, a.k.a. Young Smitty. You can actually check out some of his music on SoundCloud.com/Young-Smitty. So, you know, if you guys are interested in the music that you hear, you know, go check him out, man. Show some support. Also, shout out to my man Marcus Stover, okay? He's out here doing big things with BTC Apparel. Check it out on Instagram at BTC Apparel. You know, break the cycle, man. Be the change. You know, it's black culture. You know what I'm saying? We're out here, you know, black-owned business, veteran-owned business, out here making T-shirts, making clothes, man. So go ahead and check him out. Also, if you ever need your house clean, check out my man Rasheed Williams. He also owns a business called Alpha Team Cleaning. They're out there in Dallas, but you can definitely check them out as well. You know, support black-owned business, man. Like I said, man, I appreciate you guys listening. This podcast is all about Jack's Radical Views. You, my listeners, are welcome. Hey, man, I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss some, man. At me.